Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, Austin Amarca back with us for a second visit from Don't Mess With Texas to talk about the Texas secession movement yet again. And he is at the Sternin Auction House in Austin, Texas tonight, which I think I just heard there, right, bud?
Yeah, we did have a live line to him just a minute ago, but we have pulled that off the air. Sorry about it, Mr. Hendry.
That's okay. That happens more often than not on our show. It happens more than not on our show. But nonetheless,
well, I think the boys are doing a good job. I think that Jay Santos, with his fake background.
Yeah, I got to talk to him about that. I don't understand that. But in any event, welcome back to our show. Here's a very interesting statistic that I'm sure we'll probably get into on some level. I don't know if we will with Austin Amarca, but something to keep in mind. Black Ops 2. A new Call of Duty game. In 24 hours, it made $500 million in retail sales around the world. 24 hours, a half a billion dollars. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this dwarfs movie money. It just dwarfs it. So if you want to talk about where the real entertainment dollar is, and the only reason why I say that is sometimes we do hyper-focus on movies. And I think a lot of people hyper-focus on movies. Maybe it's because they're in the industry. Maybe it's something that it's a very inside baseball thing. But the real place where we ought to be looking, where are we spending our entertainment dollar? It's right here.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids, though.
It's not kids. That's just it. There's adults playing these games.
You're kidding.
What are you? Are you kidding me, bud? You play them, don't you?
Yeah, but that's different. I'm in a media and everything.
Oh, that's right. You're a media star.
Well, yeah. More than you are. You ever play Black Ops 2?
Do I ever play Black Ops 2?
You mean Black Ops 2?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I wouldn't waste my time. I'd rather drink poison.
Well, okay, then you're not in it. You're not with it.
He's got a point, Margaret. If you don't even deign to play these games, you know, then you're really not connected to what's happening.
Excuse me, Phil. It's not that I don't deign. I don't have any real interest. What good is it going to do me to do something that I don't like?
Sometimes in working in media and working in the field of journalism, you have to do things you don't like because you have to know what people are doing.
And you're going to, oh, look at you. Woo! You're telling me what it takes to be a reporter.
No, I am not telling you that. You ask me a question, I'm answering. Sometimes if you're in a field, the purpose of which is to stay connected to the popular culture, like we do a radio show, like you're a reporter, sometimes you have to do stuff you don't like.
Well, when's the last time you played what is it called?
Blab Op 2.
Blab Op 2. Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2. When's the last time you played it?
I haven't played it, but I do play video games. I do play not only video games on my PC, I play them on the Xbox. I have and will continue to play video games.
What one you play, Mr. Henry? Yeah.
I play, you know...
Yeah, you don't want to say you're really big in Grand Theft Auto, taking a chainsaw to a woman.
I didn't do that at all. God.
You did what?
You can take a chainsaw and cut people up, so I did that.
And you think that's a healthy pursuit, and you call that staying connected to the culture. Good God Almighty. I don't know. God himself, Jesus himself, is going back into the tomb. Jesus is no longer risen from the dead. He'd rather stay dead. Excuse me.
You going to the toilet?
Ow! Don't give me the mic. Don't you ever say that to me again.
Well, Margaret, that's where you're going. Ow! Don't hit me.
Then don't say it.
God. This woman, this liberal, is, you can go to the toilet now.
No, I want to hear what you're going to say.
Then you can come back and sit down here.
I have to go to the toilet.
Well, for a woman that is so liberal, you know, you're pretty liberal with the swinging, you know, hitting people.
I hit you with a piece of paper, oh, big baby.
All right. Welcome back to the show here, folks. So, Black Ops 2, $500 million in 24 hours. Man, that's a lot of jingle. That's a lot of frog skins, as, you know, some guy I used to work with in a news department somewhere used to say. In fact, he said it too much. In fact, it was, after a while, it really...
What'd he say?
This guy used to say 500 billion frog skins. That's what he meant for dollars. Anyway, that's a lot of bread. Austin Amarca is with Don't Mess With Texas. It's a group of concerned citizens in Texas who are, they want to secede from the union. And Austin, you and I talked earlier in the week, and where are you now? You're at the Stearns Auction House.
Phil, that's right. I'm at the Stearns Auction House in Austin, Texas, and we are here for the first of two auctions of some of the most beautiful thoroughbred horses in all of America. And we even have some beautiful Australian thoroughbreds here. And we also have Jim Bilbray, who is with us from back east in the upstate New York around Saratoga. And, of course, the Risley brothers are in from the United Kingdom, and they have a couple of very magnificent animals, one of which is the Shine, which, as you know, was second in the Derby last year. So there's quite a crop of beautiful animals for auction here tonight.
Okay, let's talk about Don't Mess with Texas and where you're at tonight. The press release on the film Lincoln pretty much says it all. I didn't read it to my audience. I wanted you to be on the line. But essentially what you're saying is this is another Hollywood tactic to discredit what they see as the reactionary right, but what, as you see in your organization, other people in Texas, as your right to self-determination, and that the liberal tactics in Hollywood with their multi-million dollar media machine will not slow you down. Explain to my audience what you mean by that.
Well, Phil, I thank you for that. This week, as a matter of fact, tonight, the movie Lincoln is coming out across the United States of America. It's going to be appearing on movie screens all across this country. I have no problem with people going to whatever movie they want to see and enjoying whatever kind of entertainment they want to enjoy. But while we are fighting for self-determination in the state of Texas against what we consider to be a very dangerous federal initiative and federal move toward even stronger federal control over the states. And I just saw Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, who is making the case for the states, and he made it very eloquently, as he usually does, saying that Obama needs to move more towards states' rights and away from this disastrous federalism that he is promoting. Hollywood, for their part, always predictable, always well in the pockets, or should I say they have in their pocket the liberal political elite of Washington. Hollywood is spending no expense in discrediting states' rights tonight by the release of this movie.
Well, it's a movie. It's about President Lincoln. Let's talk about what it's about.
Yeah, it's about President Lincoln, and that basically means that the states' rights secession initiative by the people of Texas, basically what Hollywood is saying is, watch how we make you look like dumb cowhands. And stupid, I'm gonna use the phrase that was used by Jim Kincannon, who was one of our press aides, who said, I know what they're thinking right now in Washington. We want to turn every woman in Texas into a bunkhouse slut. And I tell you, nothing could be more shocking and yet more true.
Every woman in Texas into a bunkhouse slut.
That's right, because this movie, this Lincoln, is a basic flat statement by the liberal Hollywood elite and the liberal Washington elite and the liberal New York, you know, any of the elites, basically where the liberals gather, saying you can take your states' rights initiative, your self-determination in Texas, all you cowhands and bunkhouse whores, and you can, you know, jump off a pier with it because...
All right, let's we're, you know, you're kind of walking around this. What you're basically saying is the movie Lincoln is a direct attack on the Texas secession initiatives, on the secession initiatives in other states, on the signatures that people say. You're saying the movie Lincoln is an attack on them.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
You are saying that a film that was based on a book written over 4 years ago, before any real serious talk of And I don't think any of this secession talk is serious, okay?
Well, all right, Mr. Renner, you should come down and talk to my organization then, you know?
I'm talking to you, and I know you're serious, but I would, with all due respect, say to you, I don't think anybody other than you, perhaps, sir, is serious about seceding from the Union. They're making a statement about how uncomfortable they are with the federal... the enhancement, if you will, of federal power, control, or intervention in the the lives of people in states. And that may be a good thing, maybe a bad thing. We can argue that.
What you just said, I think I'm making more sense. I think what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that
What do I don't like?
What don't you like about the movie Lincoln?
I don't like the fact that the movie Lincoln is a slap to the face of every American who values self-determination, who values freedom of initiative, states' rights. The movie Lincoln, released by the Hollywood elite, funded by the Hollywood elite, and with millions and billions and millions of dollars behind it, is obviously an effort to make me look like some dumb cowboy.
And to turn every woman in Texas into a bunkhouse slut.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
Well, Jim Kincannon is one of our press aides, one of the brightest guys I know. Jim is educated at one of your big eastern universities. He is a native of Texas, but he did graduate from Harvard. He was on the Harvard Lampoon magazine staff there, the very prestigious humor magazine. But Jim is a conservative right down to his cowboy boots. He's a conservative right down to his walking shoes. And when he says that this is going to make us all look like barnyard, bunkhouse? Yeah, I said it, bunkhouse. Okay, Jim, I'm going to get Jim on the phone here in a minute. But
no, that's all right. Go ahead.
All right, well, he don't want to talk to you.
I didn't say that. Just finish, because we got to take a break.
All right, so he said that it would turn every woman into a bunkhouse slut. What that meant was, when the northern media elite come into Texas to promote their movie, Lincoln, and they come into Texas to bring all the Hollywood stars, to bring the big Hollywood machine in here, every woman in Texas is going to abandon the Texas Secession Initiative because she just can't wait to turn into some kind of a barnyard whore for Tommy Lee Jones or whoever they schlep in here to sit around and drink the bad coffee and talk to some guy on an ice-cold TV set about the movie.
All right, well, hang on the line here, if you wouldn't mind, Austin. Austin Amarca at the Stearns Thoroughbred Auction in Austin, Texas this evening, as he talks with us about Don't Mess with Texas, which is their organization interested in seceding from the Union. And they think the movie Lincoln is a slap to the face. Well, obviously, Lincoln was the president that saved our country. He's the president that held the country together. So if you think the life of Lincoln, a movie about Lincoln, the very existence of a man named Abraham Lincoln is a slap to the face of secessionists, yes, he is. I don't think there's an argument there. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are going to talk more about General Petraeus' appearance in Washington and his statements to the Congress people that were, talking with. We have Austin Amarca from...
What did you just say? You said the what?
About what?
You talk about Petraeus, then you go...
Yeah, you mumbled. You swallowed the last few.
Yeah, you swallowed the last few words like you're all going slurp, slurp. Well,
I'm going to kick your ass. You want that to happen right here? Do you want everybody in Radio Land to hear you cry?
No.
What did he say?
Never mind what he said. Put Mr. Mark on hold.
Oh, well, Mr. Henry, I'm a grown man. I under...
Slurp, slurp, huh? You didn't what?
I didn't mean anything.
You didn't mean anything? You're just trying to be funny? Is that it?
I think that's all he's trying to do, Phil.
Who asked you? Did I ask you?
No.
So you say that I swallowed my words slurp, slurp. Is that what I believe I heard you say?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to have people hear you cry?
No, sir.
Because it'll happen. It'll happen. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Because that's outrageous, what you just said, bud.
What did he say?
He said slurp, slurp.
You mean he said slurp, slurp as in...
Pretty much.
What is it with you all of a sudden?
Well, I was...
What are you doing all of a sudden? I got this guy over here with slurp, slurp, and you're going...
Well, I didn't want to use the word.
Yeah, I mean, she's trying to clean it up.
Trying to clean it up? That's what you call trying to clean it up? Why did you just not say anything? How about that?
Why don't you calm down, Phil, and quit trying to impress everyone with your control over the show?
Oh, so that's it. You know what I should do? I should do what I've been threatening to do.
Let me guess. Fire everybody?
That's exactly right. You want me to? Oh, everybody's quiet on that one. The next time you say anything like that, Bud, I will beat you almost to death. I will hold your face up to the microphone while you whimper so everyone can hear it. Then I'll toss you into the street just in front of a passing van or truck, preferably a steamroller, but just any piece of heavy equipment will do. Margaret, the next time you go, oh, or anything like that...
You're going to kick my ass and hold my bloody face up to the microphone?
No, but I may hold your bloody face up to something else.
You filthy... Why, you know what I'm going to have my husband do? I'm going to...
You going to kick my ass?
Mr. Andy, that was out of line.
Yeah, that was bad to say to a lady.
Oh, all of a sudden it's bad for me to say to a lady, but you're sitting here with the whole slurp slurp.
Yeah, it's just saying it to a guy.
Yeah, Mr. Andy, that was bad. I'm standing up for the dignity and the rights of Ms. Gray.
Thank you very much, Robert. I'll be in the toilet if you need me.
Yeah, if you need me, I'll be in the toilet. What's that about?
Oh, my God. What do you think I meant by that? I meant if he needed some help verbally. If he needed my mouth, I don't mean that. I mean...
Just shut the bathroom door. You guys really disappoint me, you know. You especially, Bud. You're not a comic. Quit trying to be funny.
Yeah, well, maybe some nights neither are you.
Maybe some nights neither am I. Okay, fine. But you... What do you mean, meaty... Beat your ass. Slurp, slurp. Man, I'll tell you what. I gotta kick your ass around the block for drill just on that one alone. And then along comes your friend. And since when did you get all friendly with her?
I'm just saying, right is right. And she was right.
She wasn't right when she went, oh, ho.
Maybe not there, but she was right when you said that you'd hold her head up to a...
Yeah, you said you'd hold her mouth up to a different style of microphone.
I never used those words at all. I was a lot more subtle than that. And that's the whole key. Subtlety. Subtlety. Understand?
No.
Fine. Austin Amarca on the line with us here now from the Stearns Auction in Austin, Texas. Austin, sorry about that.
That's all right, Phil. I understand things can get very heated, and I'm here to help in any way that I can. Believe me, you believe that I'm here to help you, don't you?
I believe that you're here for an interview here, sir. You don't have to help me with anything.
All right. But I certainly do want you to know that I understand the pressures. I wish you'd understand my pressures. You know, when I say to you that...
Well, let's talk about your pressures. Don't mess with Texas. The film Lincoln is debuting tonight nationally. It is a film about our 16th president and perhaps in the minds of some the greatest president that ever lived. He was the president during a civil war. He was a man that maintained holding the Union together at all costs was absolutely the essential thing to do, freeing the slaves and moving us forward, moving us ahead as a country. He paid with his life, but in so doing, our country lasted. And, you know, as I've often said, some of the most patriotic people that I know are Southerners. Some of the most God-loving, God-fearing, and country-loving and flag-waving people I know are Southern people. So I don't, I'm not exactly sure what it is you find threatening about a movie about Abraham Lincoln.
The thing that we find most threatening, if you want to call it that, Mr. Andrew, and I don't call it threatening, because I don't feel we are threatened by Abraham Lincoln's memory or any film. I feel we are given an unfair opponent. When you talk about Abraham Lincoln and you talk about him in these very high-flung terms, and certainly President Lincoln deserves that kind of praise, and the facts of his life are obvious to all of us, but it's not fair to me or to my organization because is that bumper music that I'm hearing and I got to shut my mouth again after you and that woman went through the whole goal?
And after, you don't have to just hold on, okay?
All right, but would you promise me when you come out of this next break that you're not talking to that the guy with the plate in his head about slurping something? And that you...
We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll get right to the heart of the meat of the matter, if you'll pardon the expression, on Austin Amarca's problem with the film Lincoln, debuting nationwide tonight. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, I'm back now, and I won't go all home.
Phil Henry.
Wow. Right, hold on. Austin Amarca joins us from Austin, Texas this evening. No coincidence. I mean, it is a coincidence, Austin, because you are from Texas. What part of Texas?
Well, like I come from eastern Texas. I come from Kilgore, Texas. Not from Austin, Texas, although Austin is just to the south of us, the southwest of us here. But I certainly do love Austin, Texas, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's a great city. And they're down for the Stearns Thoroughbred auction there. I'm going to bring on the line here Vernon Dozier, who is a high school teacher. He's a educator, teaches not only social studies, he also teaches history to the upper class, the juniors and seniors at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, and is a member of the board there at Belmar Academy. And Austin joins us on our newsmaker line. Austin is with us in Texas, and we have Vernon Dozier with us in Southern California. Mr. Dozier, good evening.
Good evening, Phil.
And Austin Amarca is with us in Austin, Texas.
How are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir.
All right. Vernon, your take on the Lincoln film and its effect on the secession fever movement, what have you, across the country. I don't think there's any fever.
No, there's no fever to any secession movement in the country right now, Phil. I think what Mr. Amarca is saying is there's very strong feelings concerning the... states' rights and concerning, I think a lot of this has to do with Obamacare, and I think it has to do with the, taxation, which is what our Supreme Court essentially called Obamacare. The Supreme Court, in interpreting the Obamacare legislation, said that the Congress of the United States has every right in the world to levy a tax, and that is exactly what this is, and I agree with that interpretation. I would also go so far as to tell you, Phil, that I'm a Southerner myself. I come from Georgia, which is a deep South state, and I honor the memory of Abraham Lincoln, and I don't see Abraham Lincoln's memory as a threat to any American. The memory of Abraham Lincoln enhances us as Americans, and it should be something that we are proud of. I don't see it as a threat. I certainly don't see the film as a threat. I encourage my students to see it. I encourage their parents to see it. And I can only tell you that if Abraham Lincoln were alive today, the Abraham Lincoln that I've read of in history, the Abraham Lincoln that I think we all know, I'm sure he would be very decisive, and he would be extremely swift in how he dealt with anyone that wanted to blacken his memory. Well, excuse me, sir, just one more thing. Go ahead. Anyone that would want to blacken his memory or insult his memory. And I think with all great respect to Mr. Marca and other people in this country, other patriots, although I don't know how you call someone that wants to secede from the Union a patriot. I think you have to call them what they are, and I say this with all due respect to the gentleman, but I think the word traitor has to be mentioned sooner or later. But, all right, let's hold on here for just a minute, sir, if I could. You just used a very charged word right there when you called me a traitor. I don't think it was that charged. Well, you calling me a traitor, I will call Obama a traitor to the aspirations of the people of Texas. Why does Obama have to have any special loyalty to Texas? He has a loyalty to America the same way. But we're talking about Lincoln right now, aren't we?
Well, that was the initial. Your comments, Mr. Amarca, had to do with Lincoln.
All right, let's talk about Lincoln. You calling me a traitor. Lincoln's the one. Watch how you talk about Abraham Lincoln, okay? Sir, I'm not going to disrespect Abraham Lincoln.
Just watch how you talk about it. I'm a Southerner too, sir, but I'm a patriot of the United States of America, and I'll tell you, I'll use the word again, traitor, okay? You know, sir, that, excuse me, I've got to get some water. Would you just go ahead? I got this guy on a run, you know.
Oh, hold on for a minute.
No, I can tell. This guy's probably got it running down the inside of his thigh right now. Okay, I just got some water, and I just drank the water, and then I went back into my kitchen to put the water glass down, and my wife has the radio turned up, and I heard you say I've got it dribbling down the inside of my thigh. Did you not say that? I said that. So that means I'm scared. That means I think you're in over your head. You're talking to me. I'm an educator, okay? All right, sir. You're an educator, and good for you. What do you do? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I was coughing. I said, what do you do for a living? I work on kitchen cabinets. Oh, baby, that's good.
All right, let's not put each other down.
Woo, that's good. You work on kitchen cabinets. What does that mean? You go in and eat what's inside of them? Hey, I'm not putting you down.
Gentlemen, let's not get into a little childish game of calling people names and putting down what we do for a living. I thought you were doing very well, both of you, in engaging each other on this topic. Let's just go ahead and stay there, okay?
This guy is using words like traitor, okay?
Well, let's talk about that without getting challenged. If you want to secede from the union, let's not use the word traitor, but I think what you were trying to say...
Mr. Henry, can I just say, I know what I was trying to say, and I said to this man, all right, you don't like traitor. I'll tell you one thing that I would not call you a patriot. You are not a patriot. Why am I not a patriot? Because you do not believe in holding together with the Union, with the United States of America. You want to go off and start your own little country. What's it going to be called? Texas land? No, sir, it would be called Texas. Oh, well, that's original. Would it be called a Republic of Texas or the Land of Texas or the Kingdom of Texas? How about the Kingdom of Texas? Well, it'd be better than the Kingdom of the United States. We're Now, we're talking about Lincoln. You want to talk about King Obama? That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about King Obama. No, sir, you were talking about King Lincoln.
You were saying that the movie about Lincoln was threatening to any secession or self-determination movement, as you were saying, in the United States.
Well, I think the movie Lincoln, yes, is a threat to those of us who see ourselves as patriots. Right there. That's what I'm saying, Mr. And you are not a patriot unless you're talking about being a patriot to Texas land. Okay? I think you're being purposefully offensive. You keep calling it Texas land. All right? Well, that's what it is. That's a little game you people are playing. You want to call it the Kingdom of Texas, Texas land, Middle Texas, like they had in that, what'd they call that, the Hobbit movie? Remember that? Did you see that? What is that? Are you studying the Hobbit movie to learn more about how countries are laid out geopolitically? Is that what you're doing? Yeah, sir, I know more about geopolitics than you will ever know, okay? Excuse me for saying this, sir, but I crap out of my rear end every morning. More knowledge.
All right, let's watch it, okay? You're an educator. You don't have to talk that way.
I apologize, sir. Crap out of your... You know, yeah, I agree with Mr. Henry. I'm shocked. You're an educator, and you're talking like that. I have to use the kind of language I use to get through to a guy like you, okay? Because about the only thing you do understand, if you sit down to read anything, sir, you're sitting down on a chair that's got a hole in it, and generally your pants are off. Well, hey, sir, you know what? I've sat down in chairs before in my life with my pants off, and I haven't necessarily been sitting on a toilet. So what do you see? That shows how smart you are. Wow, you ready for this guy?
You know, you guys are, again, getting sidetracked here.
Are you ready for this guy? What are you talking about? Is he ready for me? You just got done saying that you've sat down on chairs with your pants off, but that what there wasn't a hole in the seat. No! Well, what were you doing?
Okay, come on, man. Three guesses. Use your imagination.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what a... You know something, Mr. Danger? Or not Danger. What's your name again? My name is Dozier. All right, I heard this guy that comes on Mr. Henry's show occasionally, a guy by the name of Vernon Danger. Oh, wait, my name is Vernon Dozier.
Talking about Doug Danger?
I'm talking about Doug Dozier. My name is Vernon Dozier. I'm talking about Doug Dozier.
Doug Danger is the guy that comes on my show.
Well, then who's Vernon? All right. My name is Vernon Dozier. It's very clear that Mr. Henry is referring to a guy by the name of Doug Danger.
Well, it's not clear to me. I don't think there's too much that is clear to you. But you're the guy that said, sir, you can't imagine.
All right, you know what? Let's just stop it right here and let me thank both of you gentlemen, okay?
Oh, come on, man. I was just ready to go in for the kill.
You're ready to go in for the kill. You two guys were talking about how it's possible to sit on a chair without a hole in the seat with your pants down.
No, he was. I know. All right, well, then maybe you'd like to explain to Mr. Henry and his listener.
No, no, he doesn't need to explain because I think I know and my listeners know. You're the only one that doesn't know.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You sit down on a chair. Your pants are down. Oh, well, yeah. If you're talking about that. I thought you were talking about the other thing. What other thing that you need toilet paper for?
Okay. Are we done yet with that question?
I'm clear on it, yeah. See, Mr. Henry, I think what we have here, Mr. Dozier has got his nose so far up in the air as he walks around. He's one of these people, if you were a waiter, Mr. Dozier, you'd walk around with a serving tray elevated above you as if you were carrying the queen or something. You know, I bet you if you was a waiter... Were you ever a waiter? I was, in college. Did you bring people their breakfast with it held up in the air? I did, yeah, because I felt it had more class.
Oh, man. Okay, what happened there?
They both hung up.
I think they both thought you were laughing at them. They both thought I was laughing at them? I was actually laughing at Mr. Amarka's line about... him walking around, it had more class. Man, that's something else.
Well, that was one for the books. I sat here very patiently listening to that. You got angry with me when I went, oh, and yet you had Mr. Amarka talking about sitting on a toilet and his pants are around his ankles.
Margaret, I didn't have him saying anything, okay? These two guys were talking to me about the secession aspirations of people in Texas, the film about Abraham Lincoln, and, you know, one of them was a guy that advocates this so-called secession self-determination. The other was a high school teacher. So those comments came as a sort of sidebar or ancillary. We got sidetracked. In the case of you and Bud, it was the whole purpose of your comments.
Now, how do you figure that?
I was the one that was talking, and you guys start asking me questions about slurp, slurp, glug, glug, all that stuff.
Well, again, I don't think you had to make... The point that I'm making, though, is that that was far from any kind of a literate rendering of a discussion or debate on self-determination. And I think what you needed there was something a little more intelligent.
Well, that's why we brought Mr. Dozier on. He's a high school teacher. But even he, and he's, you know, he gets sidetracked, even he... did not prove to be the brightest bulb on the tree, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's all that stupid for a guy not to know what a guy talking about. He's saying, how come you're sitting on a chair with your pants down around your ankles? And the seat didn't cut out.
I've never heard of anyone describe a toilet as just sitting down on a seat with a hole in it. I've never heard that, okay? And I can see how it would confuse people.
Why?
Because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Where are we going now? You know, where are you? Are you talking about sitting on a toilet? Then say a toilet. So the next thing you know, this guy's saying, wait, you're sitting on a seat with your pants down and it doesn't have a hole in it.
I think that you bring on people, Phil, that you're impressed with. You think they're very intelligent. You've read a book by them or you've read some comments. And they're really blithering idiots and you don't see it.
Yeah, I got to agree with that one, Mr. Henry.
Oh, really? Is that right? Well, I'll give you a little, just...
No, but please comment on what I just said.
Okay, I will. My comment is this. The people that I have on my show are no less intelligent. See, all three of them now, folks, are looking at me like, ooh, we got you. You just said it. Are no less intelligent.
Yeah, but you did say it, but you did say it wrong.
Yes, I said it wrong. The people I have on my show, including you three, are no less intelligent than about 90% of the idiots that I see or hear on other shows, okay?
Well, I would expect you to say that.
No, you wouldn't expect me to say that. I will put even you three up against any clowns that I see on these other shows, I'm telling you. And like right now, there's this guy, Bob Beckel, who's a consultant on Fox, right? You know who Bob Beckel is?
Yeah, I seen him. What about him?
I'll tell you what about him. The guy is a Democratic consultant. He's a politician. You know what he's doing right now? He's sitting, shoveling Twinkies into his face on the five.
He's doing what?
He's sucking down Twinkies, okay? And he's eating Hostess Ho-Hos and all kinds of stuff.
About now.
So he's sitting there eating Twinkies. He's laughing. He's got the cream all over his nose. And you guys are making jokes about me. And there's Beckel there with all kinds of white cream on his nose.
Oh, what a child.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that is being crude.
I'm being crude. A minute ago, you guys with the slurp slurp. 877-876-7445. Let's take a break. David G. Hall on the line. Jay Sanis. We already had Jay. Jay's gone, right? Get him. Yeah, the poor Jay. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to bring on Bobby Dooley in just a moment here. We also have with us Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is a frequent contributor to our program. Herb Sewell, by the way, and I feel we always feel we need to let you know, is he is a convicted felon now in a halfway house here in the state of California, convicted for crimes against children, including sexual abuse. He is on our newsmaker line, Bobby Dooley, on our newsmaker line. Ms. Dooley, how are you? What's going on?
Yes, thank you, Phil. I'm on your program this evening along with my husband, Steve, to comment on Fox News Channel. I know your feelings about Fox News Channel, and I think I know Ms. Gray's feelings especially as, I guess, and I don't think I'm talking out of school as your resident liberal. I have been, for the longest time, I think probably more of a conservative. But tonight on the Fox News Channel, I saw behavior that I really thought was well below what I think are standards that have been set by that network, which I think are very high. On their program this evening, on a show called The Five.
I think I saw what you're talking about.
Right. Well, could I finish what I'm doing here?
Margaret.
Sorry, but I did see what she's talking about.
Yeah, can I finish?
Yes, you can finish.
On the program this evening called The Five, they featured Mr. Bob Beckel, who is one of their consultants, eating a variety of Hostess products to comment on the fact that the Hostess company, the makers of these Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes and so forth, is going out of business.
Right.
In the process of showing Mr. Beckel eating these Twinkies and these cupcakes, the camera then went to Kimberly Guilfoyle. Let me see.
Yes. No, Kimberly Guilfoyle had on a black tie and stretched across.
Right. My husband Steve said that Kimberly Guilfoyle was wearing a black tight short dress that stretched across, and by that I mean it stretched across a certain part of her body and was stretched in a inviting or provocative way?
Yes. Kidding me?
All right. The point that I'm making, Phil, is that when they went to Kimberly Guilfoyle, she was eating one of these Twinkies. It was a tape because it was in a slow motion. And they showed her biting into the Twinkie in slow motion. What happens, Phil, when you eat a Twinkie, I'm sure you're familiar with those.
We're familiar. It's got a cream filling.
Yes. So I don't want to get into any detail, but when you slow that down and you show a woman who is of obvious attractive qualities as Kimberly Guilfoyle, there is no doubt in my mind what it is that Fox News is attempting.
Yeah, let's just remember be very slow about it and careful. You don't want...
I understand, Mr. Dooley. Herb Sewell joining us from Los Angeles tonight. Herb, any comment?
Well, I can tell you this, Phil, that the Kimberly Guilfoyle segment that Ms. Dooley is talking about, I did see as well. Now, I saw her eat a Twinkie, and yes, I saw the cream filling in the Twinkie. And again, you remember that we're talking about something... that I don't think has to go in the direction that the Dooleys would like to take it, and I have been on programs before with you, Ms. Dooley, where you've taken it places that I didn't want to go. And to that extent, I would defend myself against some of the public commentary that I've heard about Herb Sewell, saying that I have kidnapped or I have taken people thus and so. I believe you kidnapped me this evening, and you took me to a place where I am now forced to comment on whether it is acceptable to show Kimberly Guilfoyle in slow motion eating a Twinkie. And I think it's childish.
I don't think it's childish, Mr. Sewell, when you see what I saw. What did you see?
I saw a woman eating a Twinkie. I saw a woman eating a cream-filled Twinkie.
Yes, and you in slow motion? What is your comment about that?
I when you say slow motion...
Well, there is a point to be made. Why would they show her eating it in slow motion?
I don't know, but I did not see... I did not see... what they are saying...
All right, hold on. We'll be back with more Herb Sewell, Bobby Dooley, and the Hostess Twinkie segment on The 5 on Fox News this evening, where they showed Kimberly Guilfoyle eating one in slow motion. And I'd like to see that. Say, I haven't seen it. You, Bud?
Yeah, we'll try and see if we got it on the on a YouTube.
Yeah, look on TubeView.
Yeah, look up on TubeView. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
But I can tell you that Dana Perino eating a Twinkie is.